True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Segment called PM Team Plays of the Game. The biggest plays from the Steelers 31-17 loss to the Seahawks, beginning with Malzi's play of the game.
No man's land right here.
Defense is playing great. Oh, I thought they were thinking about going for it.
Because of the defenses, Mark, yeah. I thought maybe they would consider going for it on 4th and 1 near midfield, but the restlessness of the Pittsburgh fans is hurt as well as they decide to bring the punt unit out.
Sure, but there's an argument to be made. Listen, let's keep playing the way we're playing because of our defense. You can argue it both ways.
Sure.
But let's pin them back. Our defense is going to tee off on the Seattle offense, stop these guys, get them in 3rd and long, and play the field position game, make it a short field for the offense.
Yeah, narrator, they did not stop the Seattle offense. They, in fact, gave up a field goal. Then Caleb Johnson made one of the single worst plays in league history. That's not an exaggeration. It was the Will Craig chasing Javi Baez back to home plate of football plays. They were down 24-14 in a blink, and the game was over. Mike Tomlin's explanation as to why he did what he did on that play, Pony. Can you get that little clip teed up for me?
You know what, Malzi? As a matter of fact, I can.
Thank you.
It was a 14-14 game. You know, neither offense was lighting it up at that juncture. As I mentioned, we had absorbed some attrition on defense, and so I wanted to protect that group and keep them on a long field.
I despise every syllable of the explanation. I loathe the way Mike approaches football anymore in the year 2025. He wanted to protect his defense, which he felt was suffering from injuries, by giving them a longer field to defend. We know that while that's nice in 1993, it doesn't always apply in 2025. They had been gashed before. Here's a novel thought. You could protect your defense by trusting the 4-time MVP quarterback that you brought in to get one effing yard.
I was disappointed.
Keep the offense on the field, Mike. That's a really good way to protect your defense. But I won't belabor the point. We all have plays to get to.
That is
emblematic, Pony. Of Mike's backwards and very antiquated approach to football.
Love Steelers media, but I thought that was a bad job by them. You got to listen to the answer. When he says that, attrition is set in. He's basically saying we're playing short on D. Our defense isn't good enough. Somebody should have said, well, then Mike, trust your offense to get 1 yard. Why didn't you believe in your offense to get one damn yard there? They didn't.
That's how
Seattle kicked a field goal.
That's how he views football, though, Pony.
And then Caleb Johnson had
There's all those fourth down decision bots. Like, there's one guy I follow who has one where he just runs the math and the analytics.
Oh, he's getting crucified for that decision.
The New York Times runs that runs their own, Pony.
The New York Times?
They have their own, like, fourth down decision bot. Should a coach go for it?
Yeah.
Mike's was, like, a very strong, you should absolutely, under no circumstances, punt this ball. Please go for this. But that's Mike.
Donnie, were you one of the thousands booing that situation like we heard in the clip?
I did not physically boo, but I was not a fan whatsoever of the decision.
Here is my PM team play of the game.
Rodgers to his left on the move, corner of the end zone, and it's picked off by Darion Kendrick.
I needed to see the replay a couple times to see that pinball effect actually happen. Off Calvin Austin's hands, and then ricocheted to Kendrick. A pretty good catch by a DB there to catch a deflected ball. You know what not enough people have said about that play? Hey, Calvin Austin, the ball's in your hands. Effing catch it. Right? I mean, Rodgers slams him for being in the wrong spot. Very good point. Pat Freiermuth probably would have caught that ball.
It was a very well-placed ball.
The ball's right in your hands.
I know.
Hang on to it.
I know. I still, that's a fair point. I still am frustrated because if Mark Sanchez, by no means some great quarterback, is calling out immediately that when you run the route Austin was tasked with running, you have to run back to the front pylon to drag your defender up to literally allow for that kind of throw to get through to Freiermuth, mm-hmm. I'm going to take a guy who butt fumbled as, if it's obvious to him that this is what should have happened, it should have been obvious to Calvin Austin. I can't get that mad that he didn't catch the ball because he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Aaron Rodgers, in the most polite, respectful way possible on that play, because he's aware of what he said last year about Mike Williams and the reaction to it.
Freiermuth, Adam McCall is the best kid ever, but he probably should have just stayed in the flat there. He knows it. I mean, or he was kind of stealing it from Pat, or just catch it, put it away, score a touchdown. But Cal's the best kid, and it sucks because he's such a great kid. But unfortunately, that whole sequence, took points off the board.
That's like when your wife tells you she loves you, and then she gives you a list of things that you're not doing well.
Or like
as a husband or parent.
What's the trope for Southern ladies? If you say something, then they say, "Oh, bless his heart."
But then
they don't
rip
mean
the crap
bless
out
his
of
heart. Yes, they bless his heart might as well be like that person is persona non grata. It's just an inexcusable gaffe by him on multiple levels.
Speaking of gaffes, here is Donnie's play of the game.
Oh, bad bounce goes through the hands of Caleb Johnson. He may have touched that ball. That would be a live ball. Let's see what the ruling is here. It is a touchdown! It's a touchdown! Oh, Seattle gets the score!
So our buddy Joe Starkey, he did that series this summer where it was like greatest this, worst this of the 21st century in Pittsburgh sports. And I know one of them, I don't know if he titled it 25 worst gaffes of the 21st century or what word he used, but he had things on there like the Will Craig play from a few years ago against the Cubs. This one would have been right up there with that. I think firmly in the top five, if you count since 2000.
Ugh.
And yeah, the coaching deserves criticism aplenty from yesterday. And you have to put it on the player as well. More so on the player. I don't care if he's a rookie or not. You're taught rules similar. I know that they are tinkering with the kickoff every single year now. You're pretty much taught from the time you're like 8 years old playing football. Yeah, anything beyond 10 yards, just assume it's a live ball. And the team that kicked the ball off can come recover it. I know it's a little bit different with the landing zone
but Donnie,
and such.
Isn't it as simple?
You have to know
the rule.
That you have to recover the ball and either down it or return it.
Isn't the coaching thing from Danny Smith, because Tomlin's on the committee, so Tomlin knows these rules. Isn't the coaching from Danny Smith one sentence? Caleb, this is the landing zone. If the ball bounces there, you must field the ball. Even if it goes into the end zone, you must field the ball. I'm happy that it stayed in the end zone and sat there and that they scored a touchdown rather than it go through the end zone and they get the ball as a touchback.
I wasn't.
No, because you know what? Hopefully this object lesson means it never happens again.
Well, it probably won't for him because he probably won't return a kick for...
I'm not sure he could return kicks effectively in the UFL if he was tasked
with doing it. I don't think he should get a helmet for next game. I think it's that bad.
I think he's absolutely in that territory.
All right.
Healthy scratch territory.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.